It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening. We're here at Wapakoneta High School. The Lady Indians will be taking on the Minster Wildcats. We'll see how this all goes tonight. We lost by a pretty good margin a few weeks ago. We had a talk with Coach Holly a little earlier, half hour ago or so. And whichever team wins here, the two teams, we're playing the early game, and the winners of this game and the second game will play again on Saturday at 7 p.m. So this is two games here tonight. I believe that the games are available on NFS Network, but we're out here, or you can check it out, I guess. So we don't have anybody here we can ask right now. So we're hoping that the ladies play well and continue on in the tournament. If we can get past this team, we know we can beat any team in the state. So we're going to take a little quick break here, and we'll come back with our talk with Coach Holly Gann, and we'll be back in just a little bit right after this from Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And the temperature's rising, so head up to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks for the grill. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound, all no limit. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here at Wapakoneta High School talking with Coach Holly Gann on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Coach, we're playing Minster tonight. They are league champions, undefeated. What are we going to do tonight to see if we can knock them off and move on to the district finals?
I think the biggest thing for us is just being able to learn from the first game. So for us, the biggest thing tonight is we got to be able to handle their ball pressure. We got to handle their pressure. And then defensively be able to contain them a little bit more than what we did. But last game, those transition points really were off our own turnovers. So cut the turnovers down, handle it a little bit more, and I think we're going to be okay. It's going to be a good game, good competitive game. We know it's going to be there. So I think we're just going to have to play our game tonight.
All right. And seniors playing tonight. Who's all going to be seniors this year, and who's going to be starting, I guess.
All right, so senior, let's start with Brenna Holman, number 10. She's going to be starting for us, along with 14, Paige Fortcamp, 20, Pierre Wendell, all seniors, Allie Vaughn, 24, and then senior, and then Whit, 32, Whitley Rammel, who's a junior. Then we'll have Hope, who's also a senior, number 30, coming off the bench for us.
All righty. Well, good luck tonight. Hope we get to move on and play on Saturday. We'll see, and we appreciate you talking with us. We'll be back on the Wayne Street Market pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Billy, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Calgary. We had a 2007 Buick Enclave leather edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, easy leather seats with 1,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Fort Recovery, right across from Edward. Give us a call at 763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Wayne Street is going to deliver today during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And the temperature's rising, so head up to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks for the grill. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound, all no limit. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
This is Joanne Glenstart from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to Wapakoneta, and we have Diana and Susie joining us here. And
good evening.
Hello.
Yep. You guys.
I can't hardly hear myself over that. No, it's not
yeah.
you.
It's yeah. yeah. They do have it pretty loud.
Yeah, they do.
It is a great atmosphere that they put on here. It's just it's fun for the boys and girls to get here because they do such a really really good job here.
Yeah.
So I'll let you girls take over everything.
Okay, here we go. So they're just doing the starting lineups here. So I'll go ahead and let us know who all start.
I think that non-starters first. So we're still going through non-starter list. But from what I can see for Fort Recovery, we'll have our five normal starters. Brenna Holman, Paige Forkamp, Kara Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell. For Minster, their starting lineup is 5'10" senior Ivy Wolf. 5'8" senior Janae Hoing, 5'11" senior Mason Pohl, 6' junior Ella Mesher, and 5'10" senior Dana Pranger. So both teams are full. Oh, wait, did I say Hope? I meant Whitley on that. I'm sorry. I put Hope down for starting lineup for Fort Recovery. It's Whitley.
I wasn't even paying attention. How bad is that?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're the same on seniors and juniors starting. Yeah. I'm like, wait, I said the wrong one. We just came at four seniors and a junior starting, so. Still going through the starting lineup, too. Yeah. So tonight, we'll talk about game plan.
Yeah, game plan.
I don't know what Holly's game plan is, but
all I know is Whitley's been coming home with some sore legs. She's been having, I think she might have to take on Ivy Wolf. So I don't know if the plan is just to put a big old body on her, and I don't know, but that's all I know, and that's all, you know, as far as, you know, strategery, I'm clueless. So, Susie, if you've got some insight.
I don't have any strategery, but all I know is that. We have to take care of the game, ball.
Right.
Take care of the ball. Way too many turnovers last time we played Minster. Yeah. They're way too good of a defensive team to be turning the ball over like we were last time.
For sure.
Take care of the ball, control the tempo. I think lower scoring game, and we'll be better chance of winning if we hold the score low, both sides of the scoreboard.
Yep.
Stay out of foul trouble.
Yep. That we know.
Shoot well. They shoot bad. Hey, that's a great game plan,
yes,
right? I mean,
absolutely.
It wouldn't take much for that to happen, right? Perfect storm to happen, but hey, every game's a new game, and tournament's a new season.
That's exactly right, and I always tell kids that going in a tournament, you know, season's just now beginning.
Yeah, so. Exactly right.
It's a new game.
So. Time to do new things, learn new things, and show off some new skills maybe that they haven't shown yet this year. So I think Hallie's got some things up her sleeve. She's got some different defenses I think she's going to throw out here tonight. So we'll see how it goes. We definitely need to take care of the ball.
Yeah,
that's the important part.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So getting ready for tip-off.
Yeah.
We'll see how we do here. We'll see if Whitley wins this one. I think she's only lost one all season. So.
Who did she lose to this
season? She lost to New Knoxville to our good friend Person.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think actually they touched the ball at the same time. It just deflected in the wrong direction for us. So
helps to be 6 foot two.
Yeah, it does. And yeah, sure does. So we'll see how they come out. They're hurrying the mints to pump themselves up in a huddle. So
we're a very well-rounded team. Our players on the court, they can all score, they can all defend, they can all rebound.
Yeah.
So this will be a tough battle for the Indians tonight, but we battle to the end, come out winners with the tip, and she got the ball.
Yeah,
H4 camp with
Paige.
Looks like Minster's going to be in a man-to-man defense here. Starts off, hopefully the girls settle down from in the very beginning and don't get off kilter. Here is Kiki for three from the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Ivy Wolf. Pushes the ball ahead to Janae Hoing. They slow it down.
It's just a run and go, isn't it?
Yep. Gets it across to Mesher. Her three-pointer is no good. Long rebound comes down to Dana Pranger.
Dang.
And Minster's going to set their offense back up. Mesher with the ball at the top of the key.
So Paige brought the ball down the floor. I wonder if that's our game. If that's
not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Ooh.
Ah,
she went out of bounds.
Turnover for... Minster as Mason Pohl steps on the out-of-bounds line.
That's what we like.
Yeah, we'll take that.
A little heel tap on the out-of-bounds. Yeah.
With no pressure in her face either.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like we were pressuring her.
Yep. Little nerves, I would assume, to start the game.
Ooh.
Allie Vaughn brings the ball up court.
She might have, could have, should have.
Indians swinging around top of the key. Allie Vaughn with ball on the left-hand side.
Taking our time.
Whitley at the top. Paige Forkamp with the ball on the right-hand corner. Picks up her dribble, gets it out top to Allie, going to reset it up. Like I said, Minster's in a tight man-to-man defense.
Oh, get
try
it
to get it into Keely.
Oh.
Indians throw the ball away. Yep. Turnover, yep. Indians. First one of the game for them.
Yeah, I see
Minster
what she was
the ball.
Doing, but...
Mason Pohl
throws
the ball. Steal by Paige Forkamp.
Yep, got it.
Oops.
Nice job, Paige. Way to read that. I mean, they were trying to do a fast break, and it just didn't work. Not even a fast break. She pulled it back out, so...
Yep. Brenna Holman with the ball. Whitley Ramel top the key. Gets it over to Paige.
Oh, being patient. We're being very patient.
Take care of the ball, girls. Take care of the ball.
There's the steal by Ivy.
Ivy. Just to coast.
Yep.
Up and in.
Yep. Just a little too sloppy with that pass,
yep.
Definitely.
Yep. Each forehand's gonna bring the ball down court. A little bit different.
Ah, oh,
it's
got
stolen
it
by
Mesher.
Mesher. Up and good.
Can't do that. We gotta take better care of the ball.
Yep.
We're just getting a little sloppy, a little lazy with the ball.
4-0 here, Minster, with the early lead.
Yeah. So a little court pressure, but not, not heated pressure by any means.
Yeah, they're just got great hands.
Yeah.
Can't make any mistakes dribbling. Gonna get an offensive foul on Allie Vaughn.
Yep.
Is that a screen?
Moving screen.
Yeah, moving screen.
I wasn't watching.
That's
that.
Allie's first, team's first.
Yeah, I don't see those away from the ball screens. I don't see those. I should probably kind of look at my peripheral a little bit better, but I don't. All right, Indians down 4-0.
We got turnover for the Indians. It's fourth one already.
Yeah.
We've only been a couple minutes into this game. Janae Hoang with the ball. Ivy Wolf in the corner. Janae at the top of the key. Get it over to Mesher in the corner.
Oh, she didn't. I thought she was going to shoot it.
Pull.
She didn't like it.
Pull the ball in the corner. Back up top to Mesher. Girls open and let them shoot if they want to.
Yep.
Double down on everyone else.
Yep.
Pull with the ball.
They
beyond
sure
the three-point line.
Shoot, do they? Pull.
Nope.
Pull.
Mesher drives to the bucket. Shots up and no good. Rebound, Paige Forkamp.
Nice defense.
Forkamp pushing the ball up the court. Paige gets it off to Allie Vaughn.
Great defense on that drive for Allie Whitley. I think there's three people on her.
Yeah.
If you just sit in front of her, you get that offensive foul.
Nice crossover jumper by Allie Vaughn. No good.
Oh, good.
Rebound and back
nice
up.
Nice job, Paige Forkamp.
For Paige.
Great rebound. Great put back. Oh, love
it. Lead to two. Good hustle by the Indians. Nice drive by Allie. The shot just didn't fall.
Just
a good crossover.
Wide.
The first crossover, she blew by Ivy Wolf, which is great.
Yeah.
But, of course, they have extra help. Spin move in the paint for Ivy Wolf.
Nice.
It's up and good.
That was pretty.
It's her first bucket.
Ivy's going to defend Allie.
She's
going to steal it. Allie's just got to take a better care of the ball. Rebound
shot is up and no good. But Minster retains possession. Pranger with the shot from the free throw line is no good. Rebound, Whitley. Right one behind you, Whitley.
Ooh,
here we go. Shoves it off to Allie. We got
to
take care of the ball.
We need to communicate a little bit better, too. Let him know where
our
defense
is. Take care of the ball, girls.
Yep.
There we go. Oh,
Paige,
nice pass inside
nice,
to Paige Forkamp.
Nice.
Up and in.
Has
nice
a great
movement,
read.
Girls.
Great read by Brenna. I mean, she couldn't have tossed it in at a better time.
Yep.
It was perfect, and it was an easy layup for Paige. So.
Puts Indians down. Six, gets them within two, 6-4. Mesher at the
well, she's gonna
beyond
take
the arc.
It. Somebody's got to get her. Somebody's got to get her. We need to get in her face.
Their game plan is to not, though.
Yeah, that's true. Let her shoot,
Shoot. Yeah. We're going to let Minster beat you with Ella Mesher shooting three-pointers. I think that's the game plan, and so be it.
Right.
Nice pass inside to Paige.
Ah, no.
Call an offensive foul on Paige.
Yep, did. And, she kind of got led into the defense there, so... But I don't know that girl was planted by any means.
Yeah.
But they're
going to
call it.
Says that she used her arm.
Ah, gotcha. Her arm to defend. Yeah. So Indians down 9-4. Let's see if we can regroup here. So three-pointer by Mesher here puts them up by five.
Ivy Whoop with the ball.
Is that all good?
Top. Jenna Quaker's in the lineup now.
Yeah.
She's going to shoot a two-pointer from just inside the arc.
Rebound.
Long rebound, and they're going to go that way. Voltages over the back.
Yep.
Was it Oldiges? No.
No, Mesher. I think it was Mesher, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, good. That's
Mesher,
a good foul.
Team's
good
first.
Person to foul, I should say.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
So Indians
really, well, to get any of them in foul trouble would be really nice.
Right, yeah.
Because they just take five out. They got five tough ones that come back in. So.
Allie
Vaughn dribbles the ball. Over and back. Another turnover by the Indians.
Yeah.
So, again, our game plan to take care of the ball hasn't worked so far.
Yeah, not.
Down 9-4.
Indians with our sixth turnover.
Uh-huh.
So, again, we got to take care of that ball. I think and we're only down five, so
Minster
we'll
has
we can...
very quick hands, so we have to be aware of that. They're the way quicker than basically anybody we've played, and we've played some pretty quick ones.
Quicker with the ball. Ivy Wolf cut into the basket. Good defense by the Indians. Cut her off.
Yeah.
Get the ball inside to
Voltages.
Nice. Paige slapped it away.
Paige
almost
had it.
Mesher with a shot is long, no good. Whitley.
Okay.
Rebound by Paige Forkamp.
Yes.
The girl. Nice rebound.
Nice job, Forkamp. Paige.
Janae Hoang's going to get called for the foul.
And Janae had Paige. If Paige wouldn't have helped, maybe she flopped. I don't know, but I think she pushed her.
Good.
either way,
good rebound. Fine, that was a good rebound. Yeah, big rebound, but, because otherwise it's going to be a stick back.
Yep.
Minster. Yep. Kiki's going to bring the ball up here for the Indians this time.
And Whitley went down on that, too. Yeah. So I don't know if she had gotten pushed going down, too. I don't know.
Four can't put the ball in the corner. It's over to Kiki in the corner. Drives to the bucket and kick on the false kick by Wolf. Ivy, yep. So that will remain with the Indians. We'll take the ball out underneath the basket.
So a little change, a little change of offense. We're letting Kiki bring the ball down.
A little different.
Yep.
Kiki gets the ball. There. Up. Oh. No good. Good move. Good
yes,
shot.
Yes, it was. It was
a little short.
Open. And she was open. And
Hoiker with a 10-footer is no good. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no good. Allie Vaughn with the rebound.
Nice job, Allie Vaughn.
Bounced around and bounced around. Indians pushing it. Kiki up ahead to Whitley Ramel with her layup.
Yes.
And in.
Nice.
Out of girl with Whit.
Nice job.
Nice ball movement, girls.
Yes.
And way to run the court for Whit.
And we beat them down the floor. That's huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice job, girls.
9-6, Indians down. Looks like Brenna Holman's getting ready to come back in.
2:02 left to go here in the Fort Covey Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Oldages with the ball. Kicks it over to Becker in the corner. To Hoiker up top to Ivy Wolf. Whitley's got defense on her. Double teamer. She kicks it back out to
Oldegas.
Rebound out on. Pushes it ahead to Kiki. Nice bounce pass into Mara.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shot doesn't go, but Mara gets fouled. Nice play by Mara. That's a tough pass to grab.
Yes, it was.
But good pass by Kiki to get that thread the needle there between the defense. So.
And, you know, to have enough smarts to put the ball up.
Yep.
She knew she had to put it up because she knew she was getting fouled.
Yep.
So nice job by Mara Pearson.
Tiger's first foul, team's third. So Mara Pearson at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting 2. First one is up and good.
Good.
Atta girl Mara.
Yes. Brenna back in for Whitley.
Yep.
Going to give her some legs.
I think there'll be a lot of that tonight.
Yep, I
just
think so,
from
too.
From the intense defense we're going to have to play the Indian game.
Absolutely.
So that free throw by Mara puts the Indians back to within 2. So second shot from the Hall Brothers free throw line is up in.
Get in there.
No good.
No, but Paige.
Paige slapped it out.
Oh. Dang it.
Pranger picked it up.
Dang it.
Yeah.
She was trying to get it out to somebody. Didn't quite work.
Point. Or Ivy Wolf with the ball.
So 1:30 left in this first quarter.
Corinne Meiring. Cross court to Pranger. Nice move by Pranger.
Yep.
That shot's up and good.
That was
nice move.
Yep, that was good.
Nice ball fake. So that's 11-7.
Oh.
Minster up and Indians throw the ball away. Trying to get it down the court too fast. Just above Brenna's head.
And
too hard.
You know, I think Brenna had it. I think she was looking ahead and didn't catch it first. So.
Yep.
Catch but before. Good thinking.
Trying to go before she caught it. That's it was a good thinking.
11-7.
We're
going
to have to keep doing things like that.
Absolutely.
To try to stay in this game.
Absolutely. Keep them on their heels.
Ivy Wolf with the ball. 1:09 left to go here in the Fort Covey Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Indians down 11-7.
Nice. Oh, dang it.
Almost got a steal by Brenna Holman.
Oh, nice
job by Paige.
Nice job.
Knocked the ball.
She
Mason Poles would open it.
Yep.
Paige knocked it out. Hope in the lineup. We'll replace Paige.
Nice job. Nice work, Paige.
Good job, girls. Playing good defense here.
Yes,
go
for
girls.
Sure.
Minster gets the ball up from underneath their basket.
That's a foul.
Pole, Pranger in the corner to
Myra.
Back up top to Pranger. Ivy Wolf with a cut to the bucket. Nothing there. Pranger with the ball. Over to Pole. Puts it out top to Ivy. Brenna's got her.
Brenna's nosing her.
Pranger with the ball inside. Double team. Nothing. Nowhere.
Nice
Ivy.
Nice job, Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn takes the ball away. Atta girl, Allie. Turn over Minster. All the way to
just take care of it.
It's across to Kiki. Going to set it back up. Brenna at the top. Key. Hit that. Brenna, hit that.
Get in there.
Up.
Dang it.
Mara Pearson knocks the rebound.
Go.
Mara and Allie go for the rebound, but knocks the ball out.
So
great.
Dang.
Were
you girls excited about
that?
Yeah.
It was such a good look.
It seemed like that ball was in the air for like 8 seconds.
It was.
It was a good look.
It was. And
Brenna was wide open. It was a good look.
Yep. Looked great.
8.4 for every insurance first quarter. Minster with a ball in his line. We got a couple substitutions. Whitley back in the lineup for Mara.
Nice job, Mara.
Coin with a 3. Is an air. That shot's an air ball, but knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn.
Yep.
We'll take that air ball.
Yep, we'll take it, definitely. Rushed. It was definitely rushed.
Yep.
I mean, she still had 14 seconds. I don't know why she was rushing.
Well, I think that was they did a high ball screen there, and I think that was the play.
Got it.
I think she just didn't get it. Ivy Wolf with a three-pointer from the corner.
Now it's
Whitley had her, but Whitley got screened
seconds.
Out of that play, and somebody didn't pick her up.
Go. We got 5, 2 seconds, 2, 1.
Three-pointer by Key is no good.
Indians down 17.
Ivy Wolf hits a huge three at the end of the quarter, putting the Indians down by 7, 14-7 after 1.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have coverage. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Agency, 375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged, vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm.
We're back here at Wabak, Wakanetta High School here for the district game between Fort Recovery Indians and Minster Wildcats. We're heading into the K&L Tractor second quarter. Indians down by 7, 14-7. Ivy Wolf hit a three-pointer late in that first quarter to put up by 7. They're playing well so far. We had too many turnovers there. We had 7 turnovers in that first quarter. Defense like we're playing.
Yep. I had a good plan.
Get it to Ivy Wolf. Oh. She dribbles to the bucket. Nothing there. Shot is no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn.
Nice,
girl, Allie. Get that ball down the court. Allie pushes the ball ahead. Drops it off to Whitley. Gets out top to Key. Back over to Whitley for 3. Get in there.
Get in there. Good.
Oh, just off the rim. Ivy Wolf with the rebound.
Man, follow her shot. Man, that goes in. That's huge.
Yep.
Good open, though. She was open. Got to take it.
Yep. Ivy Wolf with the ball. Passes it over to Pringer. They're going to let Myron shoot a 15-footer.
No good.
Backside rebound by Pohl. Ivy Wolf with a
nice
3-pointer.
Block.
No good. Blocked by Allie Vaughn on Myron's shot.
Nice block by Allie Vaughn.
Pushes the ball up to Allie. Blocked by Allie. That was good defense.
Yes. Allie got away with it.
Oh, Kiki gets underneath the bucket.
Nice
find by Allie Vaughn. What an assist by Allie.
Woo. That was pretty.
Beautiful play by the Indians.
And Kiki just snuck right under there like, nobody sees me. I'm just going to hang out and wait for somebody to get to the ball.
Nobody can see me.
Myron let
the 3-pointer.
Myron shoot it. Nope.
Shot
is
good.
Dang, it didn't look like
it. Didn't look good, but that went down.
That's who we want shooting, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
We want her to shoot.
Let's let the odds work for us.
I think the plan is to just not let Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoang beat us on shots. So 17-9, Indians down by 8 here with 6:22 left to go here in the K&L Tractor second quarter. Scoreboard, Whitley Rammel, Allie Vaughn on the right key.
Yes.
Yes,
going
to have a foul
screen.
On.
No. Maybe.
Push through that screen on Mason Pohl.
Yep, good. And, Whitley did what she needed to do. You go down.
Yep.
I mean, that's the only way they're going to see them fouls. You go down. She went down, and that's the foul she needed.
Paige back in the lineup. Hope gets a break. So that foul on Mason Pohl is her first team's 4th. Nobody in foul trouble yet. No one with more than 1. Allie trying to get the ball and gets it into Key. Kiki with the crossover. Gets it over to Paige in the corner. Nice screen by Key.
Get it, Paige.
Knocked the ball away. Kiki with a 10-footer jumper.
Get in there,
yes.
Nice shot, Paige. Kiki.
Nice shot by Kiki. Puts Indians back to within 17-11.
Good job for Paige keeping that ball alive.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Let's get a stop here.
Yep. Pohl with the ball.
Let's let her have it way out there.
Measure at the top, Key.
Good job,
over
Paige
to Pohl
on
the corner. Yep.
And Whitley is in her face.
Yes.
I love it.
Yep. Janae Hoang at the top of Key with the ball. Brennan defending her. Whitley is face guarding Hoang.
Get out of there.
That shot by Mesher is good.
Dang it, Mesher.
Yep. Great shot by
her.
She was open.
Dang her.
Yep. It's a Mesher up by 9, 2011. Brennan Holman with the ball.
Gets it. That was our ball. No. Didn't see it.
Indians turn the ball over. Brenna trying to get the ball into Paige and
just threw her.
So timeout by the Indians with 5:18 left to go here in the K&L Tractor second quarter. Indians down by 9, 2011. We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hey. We're back.
Yeah, we're back here at Walpaw Fieldhouse. I don't know. Is this called something?
I don't know.
Not that I know of.
I feel like I probably should have done some research. Wasn't that our job?
Yeah, whatever. We just make it up if we don't know. Yeah, so. We're going to call it the Fieldhouse.
Yep, we're going to call it the Walpaw Fieldhouse.
Indians down by 9, 20 to 11 here with 5:18 left to go here in the second quarter. I'm on the court for the Indians as Whitley, Mara, Kira, Allie, and Paige.
Brenna's going to take a little seat and rest a minute.
Take a little rest. They all deserve it because there's a lot of tough D going on out there.
Yep. So Whitley's ready to take on Ivy Wolf right at the... And now she's got Janae. Yep. They're just a little...
Just going to switch off. Yeah. I think it's a triangle defense, if you will.
Okay.
Pringer with the ball in the corner.
Oh, now Mara's
make
got
make her
Ivy.
Travel. Puts the ball over to Ivy Wolf. Nice crossover dribble. Another
wide
screen. Double screen there.
Yep. Ivy Wolf for three.
Yep. Pringer set a nice screen for it. Puts Minster up by 12. Ooh, a lot of reaching going on, and nothing gets called.
Goodness.
Allie down to Witt.
Too late
to get it into Mara. The Indians turn it over.
Yeah.
Stop the ball here, girls. Stop the ball. Oh, she traveled. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. Bounces the ball on the end line.
And, Whitley's getting pushed from behind. You just got to hold your feet.
That's okay.
Yep.
There's a travel on that.
For sure.
That didn't get called.
Definitely traveled.
Yeah. Big travel there. Get the ball in the pool.
But I think the officials are calling it fairly consistently. So
Over to Ivy Wolf.
We'll be okay with that.
Dribbles to the middle. Nothing. Backs the ball out. Ball's dead. Gets it over to pool. Up top, the key to Janae Hoing with the ball.
So it looks like Whitley and Mara just doing a little...
Switcheroo on the top.
Yeah, yep.
Pull. Top, the key to Mesher again. Over to Janae. Another screens at the top. Yep. That's their offense. That's great offense.
That's right.
Pull with the ball in the corner. Back
we just
got to
fight
Pringer.
Them.
Yep. Pringer with the ball. Switches it over to Mesher. Down to pull.
Damn. Thought we could have
over to Janae Horning. Big, long 3-point. Good. Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Go with it. There you go, Allie. 12. Indians down by 12 here with 3:44 left to go here in the second quarter. Okay, now Trackers, second quarter.
Allie.
Knocked the ball away, but Allie picks it up. Call timeout. Jump ball.
Jumping. Yep.
Stay with the Indians. So the Indians will have the ball yet with 3:33 to go here.
They just lost their handle on the ball with that.
Yeah. It doesn't take much with this team because they are.
Yeah, and Allie's got that hydro too.
Yep. Kiki gets the ball on Mara.
Mara's not sure. There we go. Get it to the girl you want. Kiki just loses it.
She's out of bounds. Isn't she? That's apparently
not. Come on. We need to get a little bit more defensive.
On that shot with the ball.
Oh, goodness. Sounds like somebody get on her. Mara.
Janae Hoing. Mara gets called for a foul. Mara's first, team's third.
She did foul her, but it was barely.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Dana Pringer is going to sit down, and Brandon Oldegus is going to come in for the Minster Wildcats. Let's see if the Indians can hold them here.
Mesher triggers the ball into Wolf.
23-11, Indians are down. We haven't scored in a little while here, so we can change our luck.
Haven't really gotten much of a shot up here lately.
Nope.
There's that double screen again.
Yep.
Coyne gets the ball to Paul, who's left wide open.
Yep, right
in the bucket. That's her first bucket of the night. Puts the Wildcats up by 14, 25-11.
Kiki's bringing the ball down the floor.
Boy, they slap.
They sure do.
Yep. Let it go, Mara.
Yep.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Minster.
So Kiki looking for a little help. She's asking the team, come up and help me. Come up and help me.
Yeah,
so.
Especially if they do that quick trapping on the side there. That's what they did there.
For sure.
Quicker in the lineup for Minster. Allie gets the ball now. Kiki. All right, girls, let's get a shot off here.
Yes.
Good shot.
See a little offense here. Good job.
Allie Vaughn with the move to the bucket. Passes it off the page. The shot's long. Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Up and no good. Minster with the rebound. Allie, use the backboard.
Yes, that's what
Minster
I want to say.
Minster pushes the ball. Ball
old
up.
School. Use the
Ivy
backboard.
Wolf with it. Back outside to Janae Hoing. Going to set up their offense.
Goodness.
Quaker in the corner. That three is good. No good. Minster with the rebound. Mesher with a turn, and that ball, that shot's good.
Since they don't miss.
No, nothing.
No.
27-11.
Now Yvonne's going to bring the ball down the floor.
Whitley Ramos with the ball. Mara with Mara lost the handle of it.
Yep.
Another
yep.
turnover by the Indians. It's the 11th one I have so far.
Yep.
Ivy Wolf with the 15-foot jumper is good.
Timeout Indians.
Timeout Indians are losing it here. They're down by 18, 29-11, 1:48 left to go here on the K&L Tractor second quarter.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And the temperature's rising, so head up to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks for the grill. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound, all no limit. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
We'll see what kind of game plan we got here.
Indians down by 18 already here in the second quarter. 29-11, 1:45 left to go here in the game tractor second quarter.
Scoreboard. We'll trap. Anytime Kiki gets up there, they're trapping her up.
Now they're at a, looks like a 2-3 zone.
Another turnover.
Brenna's pass is knocked away. Minster picks up the ball.
Quick hands.
Yep. Mesher's big out there on top.
Yeah, she is.
She got a hold of that ball. Janae Hoying with the ball. Hands it off to Ivy Wolf. Gets it over to Hoiker. Janae Hoying in the corner gets it into Oldage.
Oh.
Whitley knocks it away, but they pick it back
nice
up. And turnover by Oldage. Oldigus. Ollie Bowen with the steal.
And she's going to go to the hole and get fouled.
Get fouled.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what we need. Drive to the hole.
This official's going to give her 2 shots. She wasn't technically in the act of shooting, but she got fouled as she was making her move to go up to the basket. So
yep. We'll take it.
Say that's definitely a legitimate call, but most of the time they won't give that to you.
Ellie Vaughn at the Hall Brothers free throw line shooting 2. First one's up and good. That's Quaker's second foul, so she'll come out, and Corinne Myring will go in for Minster.
Is that our first point in the quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Allie's first point.
I think we were down 11-7 at one
yes,
time.
Yes, we were down 11-7, yep.
And they've kind of
second free throws
turned
good.
Up the pressure.
Good. There we go, the girls. Let's start it off in here.
Yeah.
Let's get a stop. Ivy Wolf with a backdoor cut by Hoying. Nice defense by Whitley, but that basket is up and good.
If she would have just stayed there and drew drew the
stay around. She's big enough.
Yep.
She just needs to not bite on that and jump.
Right.
Running home with the ball. It's up top the key to Allie Vaughn. A couple dribbles, picks it up. Kiki. Puts it over to Paige. Jumping from
there.
The free throw line is, in and out.
Dang it. Rebound goes.
Minster with the rebound.
It was a shot we wanted.
Yep, good look. It was in and out. 31-13 yet with 27 left to go here in K&L Tractor. Second quarter looks like Minster will hold for the last shot.
Yep.
Myring with the ball. Gets it up top to Janae Hoying.
Gotta watch these screens up at the top here. Mesher's open.
Mesher with the ball on the left-hand corner. She drives to the bucket. Passes out to Myring, and she loses the handle of it. Turnover Minster.
Hey, we got 8 seconds to score.
Yeah,
Let's
we got 8.5 seconds left to score.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to make a little bit of a play.
Yeah.
So see what we come up with here.
8.5 left.
Be there to help Kiki when they bring up the score.
Just can't turn it over here.
Right. Right.
And give them a chance for a breakaway basket.
5
Kiki
seconds.
Gets it over to Paige. Tries to get it inside to Whitley. Knocked around. Paige picks it up. And no shot. And so the Indians are going to halftime down by 18, 31-13. We'll be right back with Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Wow. This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back at Wapak. Halftime score is Wildcats up 31-13 over the Indians. We do have a few stats here for you to go over. For the Indians, I have them down for 12 turnovers to Minster's 5. So we had some trouble taking care of the ball, particularly in the first quarter. But we were close in the first quarter. Second quarter come out, and Minster started hitting quite a bit, a few of their shots. And we weren't really getting many shots off. So point-wise for the Indians, Indians are led by both Key and Page with 4 points apiece. Allie Vaughn with 2. She was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Whitley Rammel with a bucket. And Mara Pearson with 1 point. She was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Indians overall were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. For Minster, Ivy Wolf with 12 points, Ella Mesher with 10, Corinne Meiring with 3, Janae Hoying with 2, Mason Pohl with 2, and Dana Pringer with 2. And they did not have any free throws in that first half.
No, nobody's really in any foul trouble. It's been pretty evenly called on both sides.
Yep, so. Yep, not much going on in that category.
As far as my stats go, Allie Vaughn's got 4 rebounds, and Paige Fourcamp has 3. A couple steals for Allie Vaughn and 1 for Paige, and that's about it as far as my stats go.
Yep.
So, I think we're going to take another little break here. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back. Cooper Farms halftime show here. We got 5 minutes left to go here in the halftime. Indians are down 31-13 against Minster. Too many turnovers and Minster not missing any shots.
Yes,
how about that?
Again,
that wasn't part of our game plan.
No, it was supposed to be a
switch.
To be
opposite. Yeah. But Indians playing hard, playing good defense, playing their game plan. Minster's hit some open shots, but they let the people open that they wanted to leave open.
Right,
so,
right.
Kudos to Minster for that.
Yeah.
So, Neil said we could talk a little bit about swim. Yesterday, the 4 girls from Fort Recovery participated in the state swim meet up in Canton.
Were you able to go?
Yeah.
Were you able to be there and watch some of it?
One ticket per kid. So fortunately, for two kids, both Brian and I were allowed to go see it. So
that's crazy.
I mean, we went to when Paige was a freshman, and that place was packed like sardines in there. And actually, it was kind of nice because you didn't. I mean, there was no one there. So you could kind of see everything there. So that was nice. But the relay team of Paige and Tegan and Ava Bupp and Autumn Burke participated in the 200 freestyle relay. Gosh, I've been saying that all along. Freestyle relay. And they finished. They came in seated 16th, and they finished 16th, and they took 11/10 of a second off their time. That got the best time of the year. Just a little bit off the high school record, but very proud of those girls. And with placing 16th, they get all Ohio honors for placing 16th in state. So
that's awesome.
Pretty cool deal there.
That is really, really good.
Yep. And Tegan participated in the 50 free. She came in with a time of 24:48, and she swam a 24:61. So she came in seated 17th and finished 18th. So really great day for the girls. Yep. They had a lot of fun, good camaraderie.
I mean, I bet.
You can't ask much out of an experience to have both your girls go to state at the same time and enjoy that together. And
That's awesome.
So, it was a fun environment. We also want to wish Abby Lauber good luck tomorrow as she bowls at state individually
state
before recovery.
That'll be really good.
Yep.
That's
we wish
exciting.
Her the best luck. I saw the send-off on Facebook today. That's super cool.
And Miracle Lanes, when they were bowling at home, they actually streamed it. That was cool to watch.
Yeah.
It's neat to have that opportunity.
Yeah, so hopefully maybe we'll be able to have an opportunity to watch her somehow tomorrow. If somebody live streams it or however that will be.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, good luck to her.
Yeah. Yep. And I want to remind you that tomorrow night the boys will be playing in the sectional final at St. Henry. We'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver's call of that, WPGW. So that'll be tomorrow at 7 o'clock at St. Henry. So, and I believe, I think that there might still be some tickets available. They cannot sell them at the school. You have to go through the OHSAA website, and you have to get a code from one of the players. So it's a little bit of a rigmarole to get them, but they are available. And you can kind of check and see if you can get one to get there. So
I imagine that's a hot commodity.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Yep.
It's like, what did you call it for volleyball when we were shuffling tickets around? You felt like a drug dealer.
Because
we're secretly passing tickets around and codes around and money and exchanging money.
Yep.
Handing off money for tickets.
Not that I know what that's like, but.
Felt like it there.
You've seen it on TV.
Felt like we were doing something criminal.
Definitely seen it a time or two on TV. So.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with the third quarter is Fowler Mechanical. Third quarter, we'll be back with that right after this.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Oh, Susie and I are screaming.
We're
hollering at the girls. I don't know if they're listening.
They're ignoring us. Like we're embarrassing or something like that.
Right.
I think that's our job.
I'm pretty sure that I checked that off way back when I had kids.
embarrass your children. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they slip you when after you have a baby in the hospital. This is how you embarrass your children for life.
Yeah, and that's part of the contract, I think.
Yeah. They don't tell you how to take care of them. They just tell you how to embarrass them, so that's where we're good at.
You're on your own keeping them alive.
Thank you for joining us at the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We're starting the third quarter here at Fowler Mechanical, third quarter with Indians down by 18, 31-13. Looks like we have changed our defense up, and we're going back to a man-to-man defense. Metro with a drive to the bucket. Shot's no good. Blocked from behind by Allie Vaughn. Yeah. Nice block by Allie. Pushing the ball up. Gets it over to the corner, and Brenna back up top to Allie Vaughn. Ooh, nice dribble.
Nice.
Nice drive to the bucket by Allie Vaughn.
Get
up and good.
There. Yeah.
Okay. Great ball fake and drive to the bucket.
Yep.
Puts the Indians back to within 16, 31-15. Ivy Wolf with the ball. Almost lost it. You don't see that very often. Oh, steal by Allie Vaughn on Ivy Wolf. Come on, Allie. All the way to the
getting
bucket.
Even.
Nice move. Oh, blocked by Fisher. Yeah, boy, no
blocked
call on that one.
No kit, no call.
Wow. Mesher with the
finishes.
Shot finishes. Yeah. I would have to disagree on that no call on Allie.
Me too. A
lot of body on that.
Yeah, me too.
But anyhow, so her shot gets blocked, and Minster with a breakaway with Mesher scores her 12th point.
I would say that if they are not calling that foul on the bump and steal and that kind of thing, let's just do it.
Yep.
All right.
Kiki
in there.
With a three-pointer. Up and good.
Yeah.
Key. This will be aggressive, girls.
That's 5 quick points.
Let's go. Play some defense, girls.
Yep. Oh, goodness.
Janae Hoying with the ball.
I was like, gosh,
she was open, but that would have been a really deep three if she had shot.
Yeah, it was. Oh, Marion Local girls just walking in. Oh, she just traveled.
Yep. Oh, Ivy Wolf.
Oh, she
misses it.
Oh, and Paige gets fouled. Oh,
battle for the rebound, but Pohl picks it back up. Oh, Willie with the block.
And
down on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball.
Jump ball, yep.
Good hustle by everybody.
Nice defense by Whitley by keeping that ball from coming in.
So. Again, we can't compliment enough how these girls, they battle on the court, but there were 4 girls on the floor, and the Fort Recovery girls helped the Minster girls up. The Minster girls helped the Fort Recovery girls up. So good sportsmanship.
Yep. They all know each other, I think.
So that'll be a turnover on Minster as that ball comes to the Indians on the jump ball. Changeover possession.
Yeah, Paige is going to bring that ball down the floor.
Kiki.
Switch over in the hands.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh, go, Allie, go. Passes it off the key. 15-footer. Up and short.
No, but
rebound. Mara and Allie fighting for it. Oh, girls.
Travel. Dang it.
Mara's got to see that.
Yeah, the one in the back has to see
And let go right away.
Let go right away.
Yeah.
No sense of fighting over there. There's no one else there for the ball.
But I like the tenacity that neither one of them's letting it go.
Yep. Absolutely. Ooh, a little pressure here. Full court pressure by the Indians.
Full court pressure by the Indians.
Crank it up.
15, 33, 18. 6 or 4 left to go here.
This is it. May as well.
Mechanical third quarter scoreboard.
And Mara's going to take on Ivy Wolf.
You know, no one really in foul trouble yet, so that's a good sign for both teams. You know, don't ever like to see anybody foul trouble.
Yeah.
We'd take Ivy having about 5 right now, but
yeah, that would be ideal.
Yeah, she's too smart of a player for that.
Yeah.
Poiker at the top of the key with the ball. Ivy Wolf with the dribble to the bucket. Passes it off to Pringer. Her shot's no good. Oh, Paige got pushed in the back by
And Paige Pohl. Pushed her back.
Yeah, pushed her back. There you go. You're going to push me? I'll push you back. Rebound by Whitley Ramel.
Nice job. Yeah. Paige got away with a great push.
If they are not calling it, we have to take advantage of it.
Yep. Amen.
She gave that one back. She got pushed on that rebound.
Good job, Whitley.
Tackled.
How is that?
We're getting killed.
So Whitley goes for the ball, taps it. Minster comes in, knocks Allie Vaughn to the ground.
Yeah.
Ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah. Allie,
ball
if she could have got another tenth of a second ahead of that, she could have gotten away from him and gotten that.
All right, Minster's going to take a timeout here with 5:25 left to go on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Indians down by 15, 33-18. We'll be right back.
Just one of those.
The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-through and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
We're back.
Yeah, me and Susie want to be in the huddle saying, get out there and start pushing. If we're getting pushed, push back. You know, and Paige got away with a good one, so.
Yeah, we don't want it to get real physical where they're hurting each other,
but you know,
if they are allowing a bump steal, we just need to take advantage of that.
Yeah, for sure. They can have a bump steal, so can we.
Yes.
Quaker with the ball in trouble. Oh, Whitley batted the ball away. Nice shot, Whit. Turnover, Minster.
Yep.
Nice shot. Comes the Indians up the court. Allie Vaughn with the ball. Being guarded by Ivy. Ivy picks it up and takes it away, and they're going to call foul on Allie.
Gosh darn.
Yep, she was reaching for the for the ball and caught her leg, caught Ivy's leg, and it's...
One thing that we can't do against Minster is think we're going to do that crossover dribble, because Ivy Wolf can read that like a book.
Yeah.
So every time we try to cross over, she swipes it away.
Yep.
She's just that good.
Fast.
I mean, she's that good and that fast.
Yep.
So looks like Allie Vaughn's taking a seat for a minute, and Grace Guggenbauer and Wolf with the ball passes it over to Pohl.
I'm looking for
we'll fix dribble up.
For Grace Quaker. To get a three-pointer.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Next time down.
That would be nice.
Pulling in the corner.
Grace is getting through where she needs to.
See Pulling still with the ball. Out. Gets the ball to Ivy Wolf. Mara Pearson's guarding her. Trying to get the ball inside. Paige knocks it away. Minster with the ball. They're going to call a jump ball.
Jump ball.
There's no
foul.
Way that's a foul. Are you kidding me?
Foul on that. No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Call a ball. Foul on Grace.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. That was a terrible call.
That was terrible.
That was a terrible call.
Should have been a jump ball.
That should have been a jump ball, no doubt.
Nice her back in.
Anyhow, that's Grace's first foul, team second.
Was that Grace or was that?
That was Grace.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I thought that was
Grace.
Okay.
I would have to completely and totally disagree with that call.
Same.
That's a homer call right there. They get the ball inside to Pringer. Oh, she goes up and travels. That a girl.
Nice job, Whitley. Rammel.
Whitley jumped with that shot. She had no chance of getting that shot up.
Yep.
And she thought twice about it and brought the ball back down, and she traveled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she did get off the ground.
She wasn't getting that over Whitley, no.
So Whitley has to stay down because that's where she gets burned
right.
on that fake.
Absolutely.
Anyhow,
she got away with it on that one.
Yeah,
we're
not in favor that time.
Yeah, not too often does that happen.
Mm-hmm. Kiki gets the ball all the way up the court.
Get it, Grace.
Guggenbauer in the corner
get in
for
there.
Three.
Nope, long.
No good.
Get it. Oh, Whitley. Girl.
Knocked out of bounds.
Yeah.
That ball
stays.
Should stay with four.
Stays.
Are you kidding? Again.
What?
Wow. Give the ball to Minster.
So,
same guy who just called the crappy foul. The other end.
Yep.
So he is closer than we are.
Yeah.
Well, we can have better judgment calls. Come up here, Neil.
Right. Yes. I don't have my glasses on, so.
Better. We're better up here.
We're way better.
Oh, backdoor cut by Hoying, and she beat Mara.
Misses
no shots.
It.
No good, though. Mara
nice
gets the rebound.
Mara.
Good job, Mara. Stick with it. Help. There we go.
Oh.
Gets the ball to Guggenbauer. Tough with it. There we go. Back to Mara.
Good.
We get the ball up the court.
Yes.
Set up the court to Allie. Tap the key to Kiki for three. Get in there.
No.
Oh, just off the.
Whitley's getting fouled, though. Are they
They're going to call it on Guggenbauer. Same guy again.
Because Whitley's being boxed out so far that she's being fouled, too. Okay,
Grace's second foul, so Brenna Holman will be back in the lineup. And
who's she coming
Guggenbauer takes a seat.
Yep, Grace. Well, she gave us two good fouls. So good shot, good look by Kiki, just off the mark a little bit. So
Minster gets the ball in the Janae. Mara's doing a full court press on her.
May
by
as
herself.
Well.
Yep.
May as well.
Get that ball. Maybe she'll lose the handle. Almost. Now what is he calling?
Are you kidding?
Take his whistle.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my
Who's
goodness.
That foul?
He called that on Whitley. Oh my gosh. About
Whitley,
5 seconds
late. I thought she just
fell to the ground.
Fell down.
She did.
Man, oh man.
Okay, I don't.
Okay, so Whitley takes a seat. Hope comes in, and Minster will take the ball underneath the bucket. That's 14 foul for the Indians.
Yeah.
None caught on Minster this quarter.
Yep. We're still only 15 down.
Oh, Ivy Wolf tries to put one up. Kiki blocks it. Back to Minster. Quaker with the ball. Tries to get it down into Pringer. She dribbles. Back outside to Janae Hoying for three. That's up
Dang
and good.
It. Dang it.
Mara bit on that.
She's
got to stay home with her on that one.
Yep, she does.
Yep. So Kiki will bring the ball up. Puts Minster back up by 18. Got her score doubled, 36-18. Mara drives the hole. All the way, Mara.
All the way.
All the way
Mara.
The bucket.
There you
good.
Go. That's
there we
it.
Go, Mara.
Nice job. Good
driving
rebound.
Bucket for Mara.
Yep. Nice driving bucket. Let's do that play again and again.
Yeah, no kidding.
If they're going to leave that wide open, heck yeah.
Yep. Quaker with the ball for Wildcats. Gets it down low to Pringer. She tries to get inside to Mesher with the drive.
Looks
to me like
out.
A walk. Miss.
Good job,
shot
missed.
Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Indians pushing it. Gets it up top, up to Key. Gets it down to Allie. Got to be some pushing going on in there. Good rebound, Brenna, up and no good. Rebound, Brenna, up and no good. Foul. Finally get a foul called.
Yes.
Finally get a foul call there. So Brenna will have two shots at the Howell Brothers free throw line.
Getting murdered down there, I feel like. I don't know, but
That's hard.
Maybe I need to put my glasses on and get a real good judgment. Let me
I thought we got away with a couple of fouls on the other end the last few times down. But
nice. There we go, Brenna.
I just hope this, the way they're letting it go, hope it doesn't turn into a fight, I guess.
So Paige back in for Hope, and then Whitley Ramos going in for, I guess, Mara. Yep.
There's a couple ticky-tack things that got caught on Grace.
Yeah.
A couple, like Allie being pushed and all stuff. So and a couple on our end, on their end, too.
Brenna makes her first one and makes her second.
Yeah, so. That'll go, Brenna. Two for two from the line there for Brenna. Mm-hmm. That's her first 2 points of the night. So it's the Indians back within 14, 36-22. Mm-hmm. Allie Wolf pushing the ball up the court. Yeah, Mesher drops it down to Hoang in the right-hand corner. Ooh, Brenna almost gets that ball.
Thought she had it.
Oh, help. Hoang with the shots, no good. Brenna, good defense by Brenna Holman. Nice defense.
Yes. Now I take care of that ball. Find somebody open. And
Allie drives to the bucket,
loses
the handle. Here comes Minster. Holt. Mason Poole with the block shot. Blocked by Paige. No good. Battle for the rebound.
Go.
Out. Whitley picks it up. There we go.
Go, Allie. Go. All you, kid.
She got away with the walk
Dang,
there.
She did, and missed it.
Euro step.
That was a Euro step. And she missed it.
She missed the layup, though. It was a good move.
Yeah, it was.
With an extra step, I believe.
I don't know how they didn't count that
extra
step.
I'm not sure either. 1:38 to go here on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. The Indians down by 14. 36-22. Pole with the ball in the corner.
So defense has definitely stepped up a little bit here for the Indians.
Mesher at the top of the key. Pole trying to get it inside to Ivy Wolf. Gets it down inside to Ivy Wolf. Swings it out tight. Top to Pole. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound by the Indians. Whitley. Oh, my God. They fought over again and over to Minster. Comes up with a rebound and Janae Hoyne gets it. Dang it. We had the rebound. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, I feel like Brenna
got hurt on that one, but I think she's okay.
Grace Rubendahl back in for Allie Vaughn.
That was nice to stop the play to make sure Brenna was okay.
Yeah.
She's tough. She was like, I'm all right.
Yeah.
So Minster back up 38-22 here, up 16 here with 1:09 left to go from Kinnickel third quarter scoreboard. Looks like Minster's got a full court press. Gets it into Whitley. Back to Paige. Paige going to be bringing the ball up. Take care of the ball there, Paige. She's in trouble.
Like, I knew it.
Over to Brenna.
Up, but she did anyway.
Brenna's got her dribble picked up. Gets it. Reach around the back by Ivy, and she picks it off.
Yep, that's another one of those bump steals they're letting them get away with. Yep. We need to get right back doing that to them.
Yes. Hand off to Ivy Wolf. Drives all the way to the bucket. Good defense by Whitley Ramel. That shot's no good.
No good.
Indians pushing it.
Get around her,
Paige. Gets around Mesher.
Get around her.
To the bucket. 10-footer was
but she got
foul called on Bryn Oldiges.
Is that Oldiges or Mesher?
Yeah,
it was Bryn.
Yeah, it was Oldiges,
I just don't know why I thought that was Mesher there, but the back of the head looks the same, I guess.
Yep.
So Paige is going to shoot two for us.
The Hall Brothers free throw line. First one's up and good.
Nice. 23-38. Indians down.
This is where we can't be missing any free throws. Right. Any type of gifts we're going to get, we're going to take. 34.6 left to go here in the third quarter. Mara Pearson in and going to give Kiki a little rest the rest of this quarter. Paige's second free throw at the Hall Brothers free throw line is up and no good. Rebound tapped around. Paige, almost got a run rebound. Comes down to Minster.
Let's get a steal here and get another basket and get it.
28 seconds left.
Get it back down a little bit.
Ivy Wolf gets it down to Myring. Back up top, Ivy.
19 seconds. I'm about to see a
drive to the bucket is what you're going to have. Yep. Oh, steal by Paige
Forkamp.
Pick that ball off. Settle down. Control that ball.
Yep.
Gets it up. No foul called. Loose ball all over the court. She's traveling. Oh, you can't roll with the ball.
Minster
rolls with the ball on the floor. Doesn't call anything. Gets a timeout.
She rolled. With her feet in the air. They weren't even close to the man.
So they called a timeout.
Wow.
So Minster will maintain possession with 3.6 seconds left to go. We're going to stay here, Neil?
Yeah.
Okay.
You may as well.
Unless they do a full, but let's... So Indians right now are down 15. if we could have gotten something there, we could get it down to 13 or maybe 12 if it had been a 3.
Yep.
And that would be manageable if we can put some pressure on them.
Yep.
But we'll have to see how that goes. Tomorrow night, boys are at St. Henry in the sectional final. And the boys and the coach are really, really wanting to cut the nets down in the St. Henry gym.
We'd love to see that happen, too. That would be great. In St. Henry gym.
Yeah, we played them there earlier and lost by, one?
I think it was one.
Yeah. I know it was close at the end and had a chance to win it. And this time we're going to.
Did we have the whole team then?
Yes, I think.
Did we have Derek that night?
I'm not sure. I feel like we were missing somebody.
Yeah, it might have been.
Owen?
We played a lot of games with either Clay or Derek or Owen.
Somebody
missing
help.
It. And, you know, the two subs that we have, two of the regular subs, they play their butts off and go at it. But it's nice to have that third sub so that you don't get quite as poofed. So here we go.
For sure. So Minster will trigger the ball in 3 seconds left. They get it over to Pohl for a 30-footer. Oh, that's no good. We'll take that. Yep. So the end of three, Indians are down 38-23. And we'll be right back for the fourth and final quarter. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hey, we're back. Fourth quarter. We got the Fort Camp quarter. Excavating. That's our lucky quarter, right?
So we're down by 15, but let's talk something positive.
Yeah.
That quarter, we held Minster to 7 points.
Yeah, and we
scored 10.
Yeah.
So we outscored them 10-7 that quarter.
So if we can do that again, more.
Yep. Just take care of the ball.
Give a little bit more.
Yep.
And get some momentum going.
Yep. Let's hit a couple shots.
Change the flow.
Start us off. So Indians have the ball to start off this fourth quarter. Whitley passes it down to Mara in the corner. It's up top the key. Key with a wide open three. That shot is up and no good. Needed that one to fall.
Brynn,
good shot. Good
rebound.
Shot right there. Just didn't fall.
Indians get in her face. Get in her face. Get in her
face. Boing tried to take a shot, but Mara stepped up and put a hand in her face. Ivy Wolf with the ball.
Not letting her
dumps it over to Myring in the corner. Oh, turnover.
Picked
it up. Yep.
Nice job.
Dribbled it off her toe. Allie Vaughn stops. Page for three.
Get in there.
Dang it.
I thought that was a rebound. I did too. Dang it.
Oh, goodness. Two good looks here.
It was a great look. It's not falling for us again. Damn.
Ivy Wolf with the ball.
Those fall, and that's a huge turnaround.
Yep.
Huge.
Well, we just got to keep playing hard, keep shooting.
Yeah.
Janae Hoang with a 3-point atop the key. That's an air ball.
We'll take it.
So that'll go back to the Indians.
Okay, here we go, Indians. Let's go. Let's go, Purple.
Here we go, Indians. Let's go. So full court. They're not letting Kiki get the ball.
Nope.
So
Mara's bringing the ball up the court. Take care of it, Mara.
Yep.
Gets it across the timeline. Myring's guarding her. Picked up her dribble. Gets it over to left-hand corner to Allie Vaughn. Looking to try to get inside to Whitley. Nothing there. Kiki. It's top the key. Crossover dribble. Back over to Allie Vaughn on the left-hand side. She dribbles to the bucket. The ball slapped away by Wolf. And she comes away with it. So Wolf brings the ball all the way down the court. Backs it to Myring for a three, and that's an air ball. And Olda just tries to save it, but gets it in, puts it in Kiara's hands. So we'll take that.
Yeah, LMSU knocks it out of bounds.
All right, we'll take that. Okay.
Yep.
Give them a breather here, set up an offense. And so Allie Vaughn will have the ball on the sideline here, try to get it in. Gets it into Kiki. Kiki's going to set up the offense for the Indians. Gets it over in right-hand side to Whitley. Whitley's looking inside, out Paige. Threw it away.
Yep, she did.
Threw it too far away from Paige, so that's a turnover the Indians.
Got to throw it in front of her, Whit. And like leading him with a football, you got to throw it out in front.
Just lead it a little bit too far.
Yep, just a little bit. And Paige's weight shift was going one way, and the ball was going the other. So
Myring with the ball.
Paige is in her
yes,
face.
She is.
Like it.
Mesher.
Mesher way out behind the 3-point line.
Gets it back out to Myring. Paige wants that ball.
She does.
That almost got it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Back over to Ivy Wolf. Does it set it up? Tries to get by Kiki. Good D by Key.
Mm-hmm.
Over to Myring again. Mesher in the right-hand corner.
And they're just taking their time because they
too.
Can.
They can. Up by 15. 5:36 left to go. The Fort Kemp excavating fourth quarter scoreboard here.
Let's get a
Wolf
steal.
Wolf to the bucket. Back out to Myring. Get all over that. Get that ball.
Goodness. We need to get a steal here.
Yeah. Oldages with the ball inside. Tries to make a move to the bucket. Kicks it out to Myring in the corner. No shot. Ooh, she's in the corner and trapped, and Paige slaps it away.
Nice.
So that'll remain with Minster.
Yeah, they're taking their time waiting for the perfect play, and you can't blame them. You're up 15. There's only 5 minutes left to go in the game.
Get the ball in the measure. Back up top to Olges. Tries to look inside. Nothing there. Ivy Wolf. Going to try to do a three, but she backs it out.
Yeah,
they're
back
at their offense.
Yeah.
5:07 left to go here in the fourth quarter. For Camp Excavating, fourth quarter scoreboard.
Dang.
Ivy Wolf with a step back three and nails it. Beautiful. Nice shot. That's her first points of the second half.
She was downtown.
Yep. Indians get the ball and Kiki. They're down by 18, 41-23.
Gosh dang, that Janae Hoying is fast.
She is a great defender. Whitley Raymond was Janae almost took it away from Whitley. Good job of good hustle with Whitley to get that ball back. Just fast hands, fast feet.
Yep.
Oh, Allie almost threw it away. Good job, Mara. Mara's in the corner. Little 10-foot shot.
There.
Good.
Yes. That
boy,
Mara.
That girl, Mara.
That was pretty.
That was a nice move. Yeah.
Just a little jump shot from the sidelines.
She recognized that her defender got past her, and nobody between her and the basket just put it up.
Yep.
Minster's up by 16, 4:14 left to go. Ivy Wolf, open three-pointer from the top. The key is no good. Olda just fights for the rebound, and she picks it up. Passes it to Mesher. Looks like they're going to take their time, set it back up again. Mesher drives to the bucket. Nothing there. Turn around, nothing. Out to Ivy Wolf. She drives to the bucket back behind the back dribble. She's going to set it back up. Kicks it over to Mesher in the corner.
Ooh,
and they're
going
to call timeout by Minster. So 3:51 left to go here in the Fort Kemp excavating fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians down 41-25. We'll be right back. For Minster,
number 20. Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Kemp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Kemp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Kemp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the Main Street Hall. At the high school, please use the commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
Hey, we're back.
Yes.
Indians, I don't even know. We're playing some tough defense. I don't feel like our offense is gelling like it should.
Nope. So credit Minster to some tremendous defense
absolutely.
As well. I mean, they just play great defense. Their hands are in your face. Every single position, their hands are in your face. So a couple good looks we've had in this fourth quarter just didn't fall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tough to beat a team like Minster when your open shots don't fall.
Yeah, and we're down 25-41. So.
3:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Ivy Wolf with the ball. Gets it up top the key to Pringer. Double teamed her. Dumps it back off to Ivy. Over to Janae Hoying on the right side. She dribbles to the middle.
Need to get a steal.
Pass it over to Mesher in the middle. Drops it down to Pole. Nothing there. Janae Hoying.
So we're playing some good defense. We're staying with them.
They're just jump a passing lane and steal one here.
Yep. Mason Pole with it. Oh, that Smocker's shot is no good.
Oh, it hit the top. That's our ball.
I'm sorry, Mesher. So her shot was no good, hit the top of the backboard, so that'll go over to the Indians with 3:13 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Need to really crank it up here, Indians.
Yeah, we got to go. Can't take our time here. We got to go.
Definitely
get some shots off. So Mara with the ball. She brings it all the way up court. Over to Hope. Passes it off to Allie. Allie with the drive and hoop.
Driving in.
There we go, Allie.
Driving in. That's what we like.
There we go. Old-fashioned three-point play here.
I don't know what that foul was, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Doesn't matter.
It's only Mesher's second foul, team's third of this half. Really not many fouls called this half on either team. So Allie Vaughn will be shooting one here. That shot from the Hall Brothers free throw line is up and good.
Page four cam.
There we go, Allie. So Allie with 7 points here for the Indians. Gets her seventh point of the night, so... Indians looking to do a little full court press. Janae Hoying pushes the ball up the court. Gets across the timeline. Dribbles all the ways to the bucket. Tries to go in for...
She's just left wide open.
That's a tough shot, too.
Yeah.
Good driving bucket for Hoying.
Open layup and had a couple defenders on her, but it was just a good little play.
Page with the ball at the top. Key to Allie Vaughn.
I'm going to rush a little. I feel like we're not rushing
over
enough.
Key. Page in the corner, dribbles up top. She's going to take it. Nope. There you go. Okay. Got the ball off the floor. Looks like Kiki gets a three, but the Indians have called timeout already. So with 2:25 left to go in the fourth camp, excavating fourth quarter scoreboard, Indians down 43-28. We'll be right back.
Wow. This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here, Indians down 28-43 in this.
You make some quick shots here.
Fort camp, fourth quarter. She stepped over the line. Dang.
Went to go throw it in and thought second time about it and pulled it back and stepped on the line. So turnover for the Indians.
Let's get a steal here. Just get aggressive, girls. You need to get that ball.
Ivy Wolf with the ball for Minster. Over to Pole. Double team. Good defense. Oh, Brennan gets a hand on it. Oh, and he's going to call foul.
Dang it.
Yeah, it was good
she
defense.
Had it.
Yeah, they quickly double team Pole real quick. And almost got a turnover there. That's just her first team's fifth. Ivy triggers it into Janae Hoying.
Brenna's in her face and going to get a second foul.
Yep, it's her second. Team six.
As soon as that hand comes in, it's like that whistle blows. Yep.
The next one's going to be put them on the line, and that may be what we're trying to do here.
Could be. Not sure I'd want to foul Hoying or Wolf or any of them.
They're all good foul shooters, but if we don't put them on the line, we just don't have a chance.
Right.
Hoying with the ball gets it over to Mesher.
Oh, she walked.
She tries to go to the bucket with it. Back door to Ivy Wolf. Nothing there. Mesher.
Wide open.
Allie goes for the steal. Doesn't get it, but Mesher puts the ball up and
she
up
got
and
that
in.
Through two defenders.
Mara Pearson all the way down the court.
Yep,
shots up and
two.
In. Shot, Mara.
Brenna so right on Ivy
15-point lead for Minster. Ivy takes the ball all the way down the court and sets it back up. Mesher with the ball down to Pringer.
Down to minute.
Blocked by Allie. That was an anticipation. Yep. So I thought she had a good block. Maybe.
I thought so, too.
Yep.
Must have got a little body.
Must have.
Down under a minute and a half here in the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter, and it's not looking good for our Lady Indians. They're putting some subs in, and we'll see how this all goes.
Indians down 15. Dana
Pringer's shot is up and good. That's her first point. No, her third point of the night. So seniors are going to get a standing ovation here as they come off the court. Playing their last game of their careers.
Yeah.
Lots to be proud of.
Played
in that
really,
group.
Really a good game.
Yeah, lots to be proud of there. So Pringer will get her second shot is up and good.
Good.
So she has 4 points on the night. Still full court press.
Yeah.
1:23 left to go. Indians down by 17. Mara drives all the way to the bucket, gets it stripped away, but I believe it's it's going to stay with the Indians.
Yeah. I think it went off of us, but rather than call them a foul, they're just going to do the take it out of bounds, I think, is how that's going. That happens a lot in a situation where it's not a big deal.
Indians will trigger the ball underneath the bucket. Hope Wendell gets it into Grease Guggenbiller. Dribbles the ball over to Alexis Wendell to top the key. Back to Mara. Oh, nice crossover.
Whoa, Mara. Lost a handle on that ball.
I think she was surprised that crossover dribble worked and then slipped out of her hand. So Elizabeth Alligo come in for Hope, and Hope will take a seat and get her senior standing ovation.
Yeah. Proud of those seniors. They played a heck of a
Those girls are awesome.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a bunch of athletes right there. These girls, not only good at basketball, they're good in all the sports they play. And they've played a lot of sports together over their high school career and in junior high and even when they were down into younger ages. So lots to be proud of.
Yep, Indians down 17, 30-47.
Minster's just going to throw the ball around here with 49 seconds left to go. Wolf's going to take it to the hole.
Gets fouled by Grace. So Grace Guggenbiller gets her third foul, I believe. So just a good driving basket by Avery Wolf, just a fake to the left and drive to the right.
Especially when it looked like they were just going to dribble it out. Defense
Which
was kind of standing.
The way it should be, dribble it out when you're up by 17. But, hey, what were we to say?
Yeah.
45 seconds left to go. Wolf at the Hobbler's free throw line for here. Complete three-point play. So the Wildcats will put some subs in and pull their starters out.
Well, I do wish them good luck all the rest of the way, but I have a feeling they're not going to need good luck. Any team that can play with them is a pretty darn good team.
Grace cleans it up, puts Grace two in, gets the rebound, and puts it right back up.
Oldages with a turnaround jumper, no good. Minster still looking to shoot yet here.
Yep.
Got all the ball subs inside. Yep. Holman with the ball. Over to, I'm 15. Not sure who that is. Megan Wiss. Up to Jaden Clooney. 8 seconds left. She's going to try to shoot it here. Nope.
Mara trying to pick
the ball.
Still diving.
Yeah.
1 second there, left. She's
almost
still diving. I love it. All right.
So at the end of the game here, the Indians down. Indians lose this final game of their season, 50-32. We'll be right back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Okay, and we are back here at Walpock. Indians ended up going down 50-32 by the Minster Wildcats. I just have a few steals and rebounds. Allie Vaughn led us with 4 steals, 7 rebounds. Paige Forkamp ended with 3 rebounds, Whitley 4. And I think Susie wants to give us some
point totals here. So for the Indians, 3 girls with 7 points. Allie Vaughn, Mara Pearson, Kira Wendell all had 7 points this game. Paige Forkamp had 5. 2 points for Whitley Rammel, 2 points for Brenna Holman, and 2 points for Grace Guggenbiller. That's the 32 points for the Indians scored tonight. For Minster, Ivy Wolf led all scores with 18. Janae Hoying had, Ella Mesher had 14. Janae Hoying with 9. Corinne Myring with 3. Dana Pringer with 4. And Mason Pohl with 2. So at the end of the game, Indians lose by 18, 50-32.
Yeah.
Very hard-fought battle.
I think that means we played them even in the second half.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
We did because we were down by 18.
Yeah.
Yep. So we played them even in the second half.
We had that stretch in the second quarter there where I think they went on about a 15-0 run or something like that where we couldn't score. They scored everything. It was like the first game of this year when we played them. They went on a stretch that just killed us. But overall, these girls had a great season, had great careers. These five seniors had great careers and all the sports they played. So
big shout out to the seniors and congratulations.
Yeah, is a very special group of people.
It is very
special. And actually, if they didn't play any sports, they're still pretty special group of people. Those are some outstanding
sports are a bonus.
People.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's good to see them doing that. Mm-hmm. But, every one of them is going to be an outstanding citizen. I hope they all end up back in Fort Recovery. But if they don't, they can go out and make the rest of the world good, too. So
four of the five seniors will be going on to play sports in college. And the other one's going to be the valedictorian.
Yes.
So you can't really say a whole lot about them. So we've got Hope's a valedictorian. Paige is playing volleyball at St. Francis. Key's playing basketball at Sinclair.
Edison.
Allie's playing basketball at Huntington, and Brenna's playing softball at
Miami of Ohio, one of their branches.
Miami Hamilton.
Yep. So that's a pretty darn good group of senior girls that we had playing on this basketball team. I'm sure Holly's super proud of them.
Yeah, she has to be. Yep. Great season.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll see if Holly comes out. She may go over and talk to Rob and Dave first, or she may come up here. We're hoping that I'm sure she's making a really nice thank you to our seniors and the team for a great year. So it might take a little bit here, but they said we can hang around kind of as long as we want. So we're going to kind of hang around and hope we get to talk to Coach again. So be back right after this.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back here at Wapakoneta High School where the Indians go down to defeat against definitely one of the best teams in the state, but probably the best team in at least Division IV in the entire state. So we're hoping to get a chance to talk to Coach Gann here in a minute or two. But she's out talking to Coach Hegemeyer of the New Knoxville Rangers and kind of giving him a little pep talk and good luck, because if any team can beat Minster, it might be this New Knoxville Lady Rangers, because they're the number two seed in this, and this is probably the toughest, one of the toughest, if not the toughest, district in the state. So giving them a little pep talk, I guess. But we have, I think, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds are playing tonight. 1 beat 4, and 2 and 3 are playing here this next game. So we'll try to get Coach Gann up here if we can get her, but it'll be just a little bit. So we're going to take another little break here and see if we can catch her. Back in just a minute.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor.
run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Wapakoneta High School, and again, we're hoping to get a chance to talk with Coach Gann and see what she has to say for the end of the season and what she wants to talk about some of the girls. And looks like she might be coming up here, so we'll talk to her and get her feelings on the season. Hi, Coach. How are you? Oops, I think I gave you the wrong one. Okay, let's try it again.
All right,
yeah,
there
okay.
we are.
Yep, I had
there
the wrong one on there. So,
all right.
We played pretty hard tonight, I thought.
Yeah, we did.
Against probably the best team in the state, more than likely.
They're pretty good.
Yes, and, you know, we had some pretty good runs. You want to say much about the game, or I do want to have you get your kind of feelings on your five seniors that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously those girls did exactly what I asked of it, you know, and you can't be mad about a team that wants to go out there, play hard, and do what you ask of them.
Yeah.
And so we worked on some things defensively we thought was going to give them cause and fits. It worked for a while, and obviously we know Ivy's Ivy.
Yes.
So she can take control in the step back three, and then the step back three right there at the beginning of the first half. We worked hard, chiseled at it. And at some point, you know, you can't be disappointed, like I said, with those girls in the scene. So, it was good. I mean, it's not how they want, but, you know, only four teams in the whole state get to say it ends the way they want.
Yes.
So think about that.
Yes.
So I feel pretty good that we get to play in the MAC and get to compete with some great teams. And, you know, I've got the pleasure to hang around a great group of girls for this whole winter season. And there's just not much more to say. It's like you're only four teams a year get to really
yes.
say that's exactly what they wanted.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to take a heck of a team to beat that team.
Absolutely.
Because, as you said, you know, Ivy kind of controls stuff, but if you can even slow her down, you know, we were doing okay on her. She didn't score much, and then was that Mesher? Was it Mesher that made the couple of threes early and another one later? I mean, you know, you have to pick your poison.
Absolutely.
So,
and obviously that makes Minster wonderful, and, you know, different team from last year and this year, and they've got girls getting better, and so do we, and it just, you know, matchups go into play, and like I said, I'm more than proud to be the coach of those Lady Indians. I want to pick a different team.
Yep, and Janae Hoing was, you know, she's tough, so you can stop Ivy Wolf, and they're still going to be an extremely good team.
They've got, at any given night, I've seen Pranger score, you know, everybody scores. The last time we played them, the bench came in and had a big bench presence. So,
Coach Gann, we appreciate you coming and talking to us all season long. We wish you good luck for next year and get things all ready. You have, it seems like, a pretty nice core of players coming back that probably will get us another really good team to watch. So,
absolutely.
Anything else you want to say out the season?
Nope, that's about it. Thanks to everybody hanging around with us.
Yep, we appreciate it. And we'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta High School, where the Indians, Lady Indians, go down to defeat 50-32 to one of the top teams in the state, the Minster Lady Wildcats, who will go on to play the winner of this game between Marion Local and New Knoxville, which should be a real barn burner. They'll play them on Saturday. So I want to thank Susie and Diana for announcing. And I want to remind you again about the boys at St. Henry tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that game. And we want to thank all the listeners and the NFHS viewers for following our Lady Indians broadcast all season long on Fort Recovery Radio. We definitely enjoyed bringing you the games. And hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed bringing the games to you. And we wouldn't be able to do this without all of our great local sponsors: Hall Brothers, Tin Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, K&L Tractors, Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Calp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wayne Street Market, and Fort Recovery Insurance. Thanks again for listening to Fort Recovery Radio all season long. And again, Indians go down to defeat to the Minster Wildcats 50-32 tonight and bow out of the tournament. Make sure you're listening tomorrow and or watching on NFHS for the boys at St. Henry. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.